This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Love is not coming out. He's not coming out.
That's an evergreen statement, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was true a month ago, true now.
Yep, came in once. All right, 359-2255 if you'd like to weigh in. The Drive with Say and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, and it's time for the Mettler Mix-Up. Matthew, I forgot all about you, man. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I was just sitting here crying myself, you know, in a corner thinking, wow, you know, I've dropped that much on Lon's radar that he just left me hanging.
Yeah. I mean, you healed me. And here we are a couple of years later. Now I've got you like grabbing Kleenex boxes and just, you know, saying, oh, my. All right. Mettler Mix-Up, Doctor of Physical Therapy, Matthew Gordon. They do an unbelievable job at the Mettler Center in healing you. They healed me and my shoulder. And if you have any issues, give them a call. Give them a shot. You guys still do free consultation?
All the time. We're actually had a patient come in today, and she had a friend, and we just got to talking. And I said, hey, you know what? Why don't you just have her come in for like a consult? She's, you know, she's done PT other places, had some mixed results, tried some different things, still dealing with it. And I was like, you know, it's not that anything that's been done so far is wrong. It's just, you know, we all do things differently.
Yep.
And, you know, one of our therapists, you know, we like to do things a different way. So I was like, have her come in and let me, you know, check her out. Let us assess her and just see, you know, we might have the key, or if nothing else, we can try to figure out the key to help relieve some of these symptoms. So, yeah, we still do them. She's coming in tomorrow. If anyone else needs one, come on in.
The one thing that I thought, and we're going to get to the question, when you did heal my shoulder, which I was waking up essentially every night, at least twice a night, in sheer pain, and, you know, being a guy, I dealt with that for about 6 months. And then finally, I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Go get this thing fixed. But one thing that I was amazed with you, Matthew, is that it wasn't just one thing you did. You had so many different, every time I would come see you, you would have two or three different things that you would try, or not try, I mean, you knew you were doing, but that basically all worked in hand to hand, basically, to get it fixed. And I loved that.
Yeah, you know, you think about anything you do, you know, any kind of, like, job. I mean, you know, I think about guys that I've seen, like, construction working and stuff, and they don't have one tool they do a job with.
Good point.
You know, you've got different things. So, you know, we do something for muscles. We might do something different from a nerve standpoint. We might do something different from a joint standpoint. You know, if we're trying to do strengthening, we have so many muscles that attach to the arm. You kind of have to figure out which tool works for it. And just because you come in with symptoms and someone else comes in, and even though they might sound the exact same, it doesn't mean they're the exact same symptoms. So sometimes you have to play with it a little bit. That's the fun investigative, you know, portion of the job, where you've got to figure out and break someone down and figure out what's actually going on here, and what do you as an individual need? Because it's not as easy as, you know, just here's some print offs from
right.
The computer, you know, go home and please do these, you know, three times, you know, or whatever. It takes some investigative work to really be able to try and figure out what's going on. So
well said. All right. Here's our listener submitted question. I have weakness in my pinky and pointer finger, and I have constant shooting pains in my wrist. I'm in my early 30s. It can't be arthritis, can it? Any thoughts?
Yeah, so right off the bat, this is kind of an interesting question compared to what we just talked about last week with the dive and kind of that funny bone compression
That's right.
they talked about. So the first thing that comes to mind when I hear anyone say shooting pains is, okay, is there a nerve compressed somewhere? You can look this up online too. I Googled it just to like double check that you can kind of find it anywhere online. But just type in shooting pain and you're going to come across nerve compression as one of the leading causes of that. Because again, when a nerve is compressed, that nerve is irritated. And when a nerve is irritated, it doesn't have the ability to twitch like a muscle. So it's just going to shoot. It's going to fire. And whether that's you get a zinger like you hit your funny bone, or whether that's a patient who has a disc problem and they're feeling that, you know, sciatic pain we've all heard about, or that fire running down their legs, whether it's in the wrist, such as like a carpal tunnel syndrome, there's so many different nerve compressions that you can get. And when someone says, I have a shooting pain like that, that's one of my first things. The second thing I'm thinking here is when he talks about, you know, is it arthritis? Arthritis very, very rarely is going to cause weakness. And when it does cause weakness, it's really more secondary. It's the joint hurts, so I don't use it. I don't use it, I become weaker. You know, it's not necessarily that the arthritis created the weakness. It's that the disuse because of the arthritis creates it.
Okay.
So the fact that he's saying, you know, I've got this weakness in these two fingers would make me think, all right, well, ulnar nerve, which is one of the main three, goes to your pinky. So there could be a problem with the ulnar nerve that could be compressed up at the elbow, such as like a funny bone, or it could be compressed right at the wrist. There's a area that could be compressed there. The pointer finger gets innervated by what's called your median nerve. So there could be a carpal tunnel issue. And then the fact that he's saying, yeah, I've got these wrist pains, it's like, two nerves that could be compressed at the wrist. Both fingers are affected, and you have wrist pain. So that would be my first thought, is this sounds like a nerve compression.
Okay, makes sense. Well, it's the amazing thing that you guys do at Mettler Center. You look at things, you diagnose it, and then you go in and you figure out how to fix it, and you do a great job at it. Matthew Gordon, my apologies again for making you work late. So thank you, sir.
That's okay. I'll find a way to make this to my advantage. You know,
exactly.
I'll figure out something where I can reference this and be like, hey, Lon, you remember that time that I had to stay late? Thanks, man.
Yeah, 15 years from now, I'll run into you again. You'll be like, hey, by the way, you know that beer you owe me from that time that I had to stay on late. I love it. Matthew, great stuff, my friend. Mettler Center, give him a try. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy. That is Matthew Gordon. They honestly do a wonderful job, and they will get you back straightened up and ready to roll. All right, when we return, Alan True, Midwest recruiting analyst for 24/7, is going to join us to talk a little Illinois football recruiting and coaching search as to who would be a good recruiter, maybe. We'll ask Alan his thoughts on that next. It is The Drive.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. During this time, we know it's more important than ever to stay loose and keep active. But sometimes you don't know where to start, or pain and injury get in the way. We are here for you. That's why we are offering same-day free consultations both in person or through telehealth from the comfort of your own home. Get started today by calling 398-9800 or by visiting MettlerCenter.com.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit Green Street Realty. GreenRealty.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
At Sarah Honda Champaign, every new car in stock is marked down online. You can buy from home. You can skip a car payment, start paying next year so you have more money for the holidays. Ask him about how to trade in your vehicle and walk away with cash in your pocket. You've got to check it out. Stop into Sarah Champaign and see Jen Falcon to make an incredible deal on a new Honda and put some cash in your pocket for the holidays. Call 356-0303 or visit SarahHondaChampaign.com.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Their reliable, number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 84 months and save up to $1,700, plus no payments for 90 days. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
That's our guy, old Greeny.
He can relate to our NFL team struggles.
Yeah, he, yeah.
Although, team's pretty good this
although
year.
He would look at us and say, really?
That's right.
He's a Jets fan. I know one other thing I did today. In case I get to the championship of fantasy, I picked up the Cleveland Browns defense because they play the Jets next week.
Smart.
I'm literally just using the Jets to win a title in fantasy football. I know that's something that Alan True is probably writing down right now going, that's a great idea, Lon. It's a great idea. I kid. Alan True is the Midwest recruiting analyst for 24/7. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and I already lost my semifinal last week, so... I'm not even paying attention anymore.
Isn't it funny how, even though, like, me being a Cardinals fan, Derek's a Bears fan, you're always going to watch your team, right? But as soon as you get knocked out of fantasy, I've got the NFL ticket at home, and as soon as I'm knocked out, like, the next weekend, I'm like, am I going to watch games? It's like, am I that bad? Like, am I only watching because of fantasy? That's ridiculous, but I don't know. It is kind of something. Are you a Bears fan, Alan, or who you root for?
I'm a Steelers fan, actually. I live in Michigan, but I'm no Lions fan. Lifelong Steelers fan.
Got it. All right. I don't like you.
Life is good for you then.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, man. Those Steelers. All right. Follow Alan, by the way, at Alan True, and it's T-R-I-E-U. All right. Illinois' recruiting class in the Big Ten. I keep saying dead last. I guess they did finish 13th out of 14, which is close enough to being dead last. How bad was it?
Well, I mean, I think you look at the – there's nothing you can say for, you know, last in the conference. There's not a lot of sugarcoating that. I think there's some silver linings, though. I mean, last year there was intense criticism over zero in-state kids. I mean, I can't remember another class where the state school signed no kids from inside the state. Mm. So you come back this year and you get a couple kids from Illinois – including one that I think is going to be really good in Josh Kroot. You get a quarterback into the class. You get Brody Weiss-Carver out of St. Louis, who I think is going to be really good. So I don't think the cupboard will be completely bare for the next staff, but obviously you don't want to be finishing at last in the conference 2 years in a row.
Alan, is it surprising that you keep as many as you did? I know that it's a low-ranking class, and maybe some of these guys, you look at Samari Collier, quarterback out of Texas, this was his only Power 5 offer. Was it surprising that these guys are signing on the dotted line to a school that doesn't have a coach right now?
Yes. I thought more of these guys would go Chevy Brunson's route, which is, you know, I would think there's a chance Chevy comes back into the class, but wait, take a look at what the options are, see who gets hired, and then make a decision from there. Although, on the flip side of that, I think a lot of these guys committed to Illinois knowing that this was a possibility, at least. I don't think they all committed thinking, you know, everything was super secure. So I think you have an idea that this could have come down the line. And a lot of them are getting ready to, you know, with the early signing period, a lot of them already had it in mind to do that. You have several early enrollees in the class. And even though you mentioned some of these guys may have not had other options, I think other options could have presented themselves. And I do know that some schools came at Josh Pruitt after the coaching change, and he stuck with it. So I do think some other schools probably kicked the tires on these guys. So, you know, to answer the original question, yeah, I am surprised. But I do think that these kids chose the situation knowing that this was a possibility.
Alan, a lot has been made of the fractured relationship in state. You did mention, obviously, Josh Kreutz from Loyola Academy. We had John Holosek on yesterday, and he said Lovey or any member of his staff hadn't been to their school in at least 2 years.
Wow.
And I think a lot of coaches within the state would echo some of that same sentiment. I'm sure you talk to a lot of coaches and have the pulse of the in-state recruiting in Illinois. What do you make of that situation and just the job that Lovey did or his staff and just what went wrong in the state?
You know, as far as what went wrong, first, I never saw a huge emphasis there. I think they started to put their feet in the waters. And at this point, you know, the state of Illinois is being recruited heavily by every school. So, you know, those kids aren't just going to come to Illinois because they're the in-state program. And I think when there wasn't some success there, they started going after other targets. For a minute, they were having a lot of guys on campus. Last year, A.J. Henning was on campus a bunch. Marcellus Moore was on campus. A lot of those guys were coming onto campus and then not choosing Illinois. And I think that made the coaching staff pull out of the state. I think the in-state high school coaches, they've all complained about it. I don't want to say all, I guess. Most of them have complained about it. That tells me that they're hungry for a staff that's going to come in and recruit the state. I think that as a result, that relationship can be repaired very easily. I think that when the news came out about Lovey not being there anymore, I saw a lot of high school coaches from the state of Illinois reacting with, let's get somebody in that will recruit the state. They're ready to have somebody in their building. And I point to right next door at Missouri. They complained for years, the high school coaches, that the Missouri staff was not recruiting their school. Eli Drinkwitz comes in, makes it an immediate point of emphasis, and then keeps a lot of those kids in the state this year. I think a similar situation can play out at Illinois.
I mean, Alan True, by the way, Midwest recruiting analyst for 24/7. Follow him on Twitter, at Alan True, T-R-I-E-U. Alan, you look at that, and I can't imagine something being more frustrating than pounding the pavement, if you will, and never getting, you know, a reward, you know, because the kids won't come here. But that being said, Alan, like you just talked about, you can't just completely just then ignore that and say, well, you know what, nobody from Illinois is coming, so I'm just going to recruit Florida and Texas and have a shot. I mean, what you build relationship today could mean a recruit in 4 years, right? I mean, you just can't completely ignore that.
Absolutely. I also think that it's a misconception that you have to get the very tip top of the class. I mentioned A.J. Henning, number one player in the state, goes to Michigan. But that didn't, because you don't get him, it didn't mean that there weren't good players that were lower on that list going elsewhere. And I think you've seen every year other schools come in and recruit the middle of the list and have some success. Tevin Coleman, for instance, went to Indiana, goes to the NFL. He wasn't a 4 or 5 star recruit. You see the MAC schools, honestly. You see Corey Davis, guys like that come out every year. I think as the in-state Power 5 school there, you have to do your diligence on the in-state kids and not just go after the very tip-top guys in your own state. There's plenty of talent in Illinois to go around, and some of those guys are going to leave, go to Michigan, Ohio State, Iowa, wherever.
Sure.
But I think you got to go in and battle for those guys, and eventually some of them, you'll win some of those battles.
Great stuff there. All right, Alan, who's battling? Who's the guy that you think could come in and make a huge impact in terms of replacing Lovey Smith and also getting it done with regards to recruiting in Illinois?
Well, the guy that I've mentioned a couple times that seems like he's getting some traction is Lance Leipold over at Buffalo. And being in the state of Michigan, some of his best players have come from the state of Michigan. Tyree Jackson, quarterback, very notable. K.J. Osborne, wide receiver from the state of Michigan, went there and got drafted. And he's got ties to at least the Midwest. I mean, he has people on his staff who have recruited Illinois, have recruited Michigan. They're from the state of Wisconsin, which is a state that I think you can go north into and get some traction done. And beyond that, he's a really good coach. He's done things that Buffalo was not an easy MAC program to win. That's not one of the programs in the MAC that you heard about year after year. And he's gone in there and made them a contender and made them a school that has regularly produced some NFL talent. You ask any kid Buffalo now, they'll at least tell you Khalil Mack. So to me right now, at least of the names that I'm familiar with, he's the one that I think makes a lot of sense.
We know there was a report earlier this week that Brett Bielema had interviewed with Illinois. I know you've been doing this a long time, Alan, and correct me if I'm mistaken, maybe you covered recruiting when he was at Wisconsin, obviously when he was at Arkansas. I'm curious to your thoughts on who he is as a recruiter, maybe where his ties lie, and what you think maybe he could do back in the Big Ten.
Yeah, so I think at Wisconsin, he was part of this kind of deal with Wisconsin where they always recruited guys who were a little bit more under the radar. They found kids who were a little bit underdeveloped, undernoticed, and got a lot out of them. And I think right now, that's what you need at Illinois is that development piece and the ability to identify some talents under the radar. Because as we just said, you know, the guys who are the obvious guys right now, you're probably not winning those battles. So to be able to find under the radar talent, that's kind of what I like about Lance Leipold, because it was tough to pull top talent to Buffalo. I think Brett Bielema can do that as well. And I know that during that time, he and his staff did recruit Illinois quite a bit. I remember Dan Volt, who was a top recruit out of the state of Illinois, went up there, and they were always at least down in the area at high schools and at banquets and things of that nature.
Sticking with the Wisconsin theme, Lance Leipold from Wisconsin, Bielema, a Badger, or coach there, obviously. Lon and I have tabbed Jim Leonard as our guy.
That's our guy.
I know he doesn't have the experience as a head coach. Curious what you've seen from him as a recruiter and maybe your thoughts on what he could do as a head coaching candidate, making that jump to a Big Ten program.
He's done a good job as a recruiter. I think being on the younger side, having played recently and come through, you know, the whole process of being a walk-on and being able to kind of show kids that he came up the hard way. I think he's more proven as a coach than he is as a recruiter, though. I don't think that his job at Wisconsin, they haven't really made him have to do more than kind of come in and close things out and be a part of the process. I think his importance to Wisconsin has been more schematic than that of a coordinator. That said, I think he can be very successful as a recruiter because of the things that I just mentioned. But I think that he's got the right, you know, I actually didn't mention him, and I probably should have. You guys, I understand why he's your guy. I think he's a great choice. And I think that if you're looking to rebuild a program, it's easier to do that first by playing good defense, and I think he would do that.
We got a little bit of an endorsement there, Derek, from Alan. I think he likes it that he's our guy. All right, Alan True, wrapping up with you. When that person does get here, whether it be our guy or Leipold or Bielema or whoever else that Josh Whitman is eyeing right now, what is the recruiting in the state here in the next couple of years look like? Is there some, I mean, is it worth going heavy on Illinois? There's going to be some stars?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have kids in the state in the 2023 class and the 2024 class already getting some traction. And I think you have to come in and you immediately make it a point of emphasis. Put it this way, Ryan Day, when he took over for Urban Meyer, said, we're going to recruit the state of Ohio like never before. And, and you're Ohio State. At that point, you have the ability to recruit anywhere. And he made that a point of emphasis. Like I said, Eli Drinkwitz did that at the University of Missouri. We've already got, you know, 25 guys ranked in the state of Illinois
wow.
in the 2022 class. I think the next coach needs to immediately reach out to those players, immediately establish a relationship with the high school coaches and repair that. I know that was something that they've done at these other places when new coaches have taken over. Immediately emphasize the in-state schools I think that that's going to be a major sticking point for whoever the next coach is.
Excellent stuff, as always. Alan True, Midwest recruiting analyst for 24/7. Again, follow him on Twitter, at Alan True. Always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, buddy. That is Alan True, again, on Twitter, at Alan True, and it's A-L-L-E-N-T-R-I-E-U. So, I don't, do you have to know exactly, or can you just kind of search and it'll come up?
Yeah, you can just put in Alan T and he'll be popping up. He has probably 40, I think he has 40-some thousand followers.
Oh, my goodness.
So 45.
So people like you and younger, you just laugh when I do that, basically. Like,
it's good to know.
I guess, but I need to know that kind of stuff, too. Just like young kids are like, yeah, Lon, we get it. We can find Alan True on Twitter. That's not a problem. So I'll have to figure that out as we go. All right, NFL picks against the spread. You and I are going to do this next. Have you looked at it?
Not really.
I haven't either. So we've got about, you know, a couple minutes here before we come back on to get you ready to bet all of your thousands of dollars as you lean on us to win money in your betting life. I doubt you do.
Good luck.
It is The Drive.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group. But we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G, Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
This is Steve from Good Vibes. Since the 70s, Sony has delivered consistently high-quality products, but none higher than the XBR 950 TVs. Usually I talk about Sony's 800 series because they offer good picture and build quality at attractive price points, like a 75-inch at $999, but the 950 models are the ones we buy for ourselves. In fact, I got my wife one as an anniversary gift. She was shocked at how much better the picture looked than what she'd been watching. Now, the reasons it looks so great are technical. The triluminous display has more shades of color, powered by the X1 Ultimate processor that analyzes content and boosts color and clarity. The full array LED makes light areas lighter and dark areas darker, up to 6 times the contrast of regular panels. Content is upscaled to 4K to give you lifelike detail and texture in movies, sports, and even soap operas. Features like voice control to search Netflix and YouTube make it fun to own. Take it from my wife, get a Sony 950 and see TV like never before. And if you hurry, you can get a Black Friday deal on it right now at Good Vibes.
Join Cunningham Children's Home for a special holiday event, Cunningham's Luminaries of Hope and Live Nativity. For $10, you can purchase your very own luminary in memory of or honor of the special people in your life. 777 luminaries will be on display that represent each child, individual, and family we have served this year. On December 5th, 12th, and 19th, you can drive through our campus in Urbana to experience the magic as hundreds of luminaries light your way to the live nativity. More details about Luminaries of Hope can be found at Cunningham Home. CunninghamCampaign.org.
The holiday shopping season is winding down. Don't get stuck waiting on a package that doesn't arrive in time. Shop local at Game Day Spirit and find everything you need today for the Illini fan on your shopping list. Holiday doorbusters are now available. Illini crewnecks, $14.99. Polos, $17.99. Hoodies, just $19.99. Gift cards redeemable in-store or online are also available. Game Day Spirit's open daily at 6th and Green in Campus Town. Neil and Kirby in Champaign, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Life is personal and money is personal. If you think about it, when is there a time in life when money does not come into play? Maybe you are getting married or getting a divorce, having a baby or lost someone. Buying a house or selling your house, getting a new job, or maybe you lost your job. We help our clients with all the decisions that go along with life. Call Christy at 352-5828 to meet with us, Terry and Tim, at Chester Financial.
Securities offered through the Owens Equity Sales Company. Member FINRA SIPC, 701 Devonshire Drive, Champaign, Illinois, 61820, 217-352-5828.
Hey Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Certainly won't.
Now, 359-2255. If you'd like to weigh in like Kevin just did on the College of Aces text line, the answer, Kevin, now. We're not going anywhere near that one. Derek, are you ready for some football? They still do that. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm ready, so let's dir. Tell me, though, there's a lot of, hold on. I need that scratch of the record.
Oh, man.
I knew that'd get you fired up. You were telling me there's some really good games this weekend.
There are,
college basketball. What do we got?
Number 3, Iowa gets number 1, Gonzaga.
What?
11 a.m. on Saturday. You also got, I didn't realize this till yesterday, Louisville and Wisconsin rescheduled their ACC Big Ten Challenge game. That is also at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Indiana's going to play Butler.
Mm.
Kentucky's going to play North Carolina. Ohio State, UCLA.
Purdue beat Ohio State last night, right? By 7, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Is
it's
Baylor
kind of a stinky, sniffy one as far as spread. No E.J. Liddell, and
right.
Purdue ended up getting it done.
I don't even know who you're talking about. Yeah.
You're going to say Baylor?
No Baylor.
I just saw a tweet from Rothstein that Baylor is resuming team activities. So okay. I'm not sure when their next game will be, but they are back to practicing.
Okay. And then, of course, Illinois plays at noon. Is that Big Ten Network Sunday?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Am I the only one that whistles at that part? Do you whistle at that part?
I don't, no. I sit back and enjoy your whistling.
My
ESPN 2 for Illinois Rutgers.
Okay. My beatbox days back in the day. I didn't do that. I promise. All right, Derek Piper, it's time to rip through. I want to know if anybody else whistles to this. I'm just having fun right now. I mean, people listening are like, really, Lon, shut up and get to the... I just want to do it one more time. Does anybody else, when you hear this... Diddy, go. Anybody else whistle? 359-2255. Let me know. I don't know why I'm interested. I just want to know I'm not the only weird person out there. Well, I don't think that's weird. I used
just
to
your thing.
I used to sit in the yard when I was a kid and whistle at birds. And I used to think they were whistling back at me. That's, oh boy, that's where it all started. I'm sure Mom and Dad sat there going, what is he doing? Is he whistling at birds again? Okay. Lon, here's a basketball. Why don't you try to shoot at that rim and quit whistling at birds? Let's go against the spread. I will start, then you, then me, then you, then me, you, then you. You get it?
Yep, got it.
Figured it out pretty quick. Tonight, the Chargers at the Raiders. Now, I think this is printed wrong because I think the Raiders are actually the favorite.
They are.
Raiders are 3.5-point favorites against the Chargers tonight. I told you early in the show to have a little fun with my fantasy football this weekend. I'm going with players that I know I can sit down and watch. I didn't have anybody associated with this game tonight, so I went ahead and instead of Matt Ryan or Teddy Bridgewater, I said, I'm going to start Derek Carr. He didn't really do that well against the Chargers the first time in terms of fantasy, like 170 yards passing, couple touchdowns. But I'm going all in on Josh Jacobs, Derek Carr, and the Raiders. Ruggs out tonight. Maybe I should rethink that. But I'm saying, nope, I'm going to watch this game, have some fun. I'm going Raiders to cover the 3.5 because Derek Carr is going to get it done. And at the end of the game, he's going to point at the TV and give me a little wink. And I'm going to be like, thank you. What do you think?
I think the Raiders absolutely need this game. And they've lost 3 out of the last 4. Could have been easily, should have been 4 out of 4 with that ender against the Jets. But Raiders defense has been a problem. Chargers, one of those teams we talk about every week, find a way to lose games. Last week it was kind of funny. Matt Ryan throws a pick. Herbert throws a pick. Matt Ryan throws another pick. And the Chargers end up winning. That's in the sequence of like 2 minutes.
Was it really?
At the end of that game. So
everybody throw a pick.
Yeah. Raiders at home against not a very good Chargers team. I'll take the Raiders.
Okay.
Must win. How about Saturday?
2 Saturday games.
The Bills, 6-point favorites on the road against Denver. Denver just beat the Panthers last weekend.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know how to win. I don't know how impressive it is. Bills coming off a win against the Steelers. I like the Bills.
I'm a Bills mafia, dude. I love this Bills team, man. Josh Allen is fun. He is fun to watch. I need Stephon Diggs to not really go crazy Saturday. Let's run the ball a lot, Buffalo. I think you can do that against Denver. I'm with you. The Bills are for real. Have they won that division yet?
No, Miami's probably still in it.
Oh, that's true.
Miami is 8-5, and the Bills are 10-3, so it's okay. One more win might do it.
That'd probably do it. So I think they're going to do it in Denver. Give me the Bills. All right, the Panthers at Green Bay. This is Saturday night's game. Packers, 8.5-point favorites against the Mike Davis-led Carolina Panthers. Mike, so I need you.
McCaffrey's still out.
He's
doubtful.
Doubtful. Yeah. I've got to double-check that Saturday to make sure, because obviously if he plays, I'm not playing Mike Davis. But look, Green Bay, I mean, this one's setting up perfect for them. It'll probably start snowing about third quarter. Aaron Rodgers will just light up the scoreboard. I think Green Bay wins this easily. Like, they win this game, Derek. I'm going to go 35-14 Green Bay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I just, in a weird way, I think they're just going to smoke Carolina.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater has a really good cover record.
Yeah.
DJ Moore is going to be back. If no McCaffrey, though, obviously that still hurts. But my rule, your rule with Mahomes is bet him every time, no matter the number.
Yes.
I'll just stick with my rule with the Packers.
I like it.
8.5 is quite a few points, but I'll go Green Bay.
Got it.
The Bucs on the road against the Falcons. Bucs get right last week against the Vikings. They are 6-point favorites against Atlanta.
I've taken every favorite.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
That's what I
it?
Hate. I do that every time that I'm like, wow, that never happens.
I think coming off the bye, Brady didn't throw for a whole lot of yards in that game against the Vikings, but I think this is where the Bucs start to build momentum towards the postseason. I've been riding with them all year long.
You have.
No reason to stick with Todd Gurley when I'm out of the playoffs, so I'll go Bucs.
I don't know if Julio Jones is playing in this game, and I think without Julio, I don't think you're going to keep it close. I mean, Atlanta's defense is bad. Brady will just, he'll just pick them apart. Give me the Bucks and the six. Every favorite we're taking so far. All right, Patriots at Dolphins. Dolphins 2-point favorites against the Patriots. Ah, but hold on. Earlier this year, these teams met up, and I said, give me New England. There's something about playing the team that always beats you, even though you should beat them, and the Dolphins should beat the Patriots. They'll beat the Patriots. If it's only two. If this was four, I'd go New England.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Dolphins to cover two.
Yeah, to your point about...
two for Tua.
The team that always beats you.
Yes.
New England usually has problems in Miami.
Oh,
that was something
right.
that
Actually,
always
right.
happened with Tom Brady. And I'm still in, I'm fade New England mode. I do have an under bet on their team win total, so I kind of need this.
Ah.
I'll go Dolphins at home.
Okay.
We do have to pick an underdog here coming up.
I know. Well, maybe I got one next.
I don't know if I do. The Chicago Bears. I haven't seen one clip from last weekend's win, and that's probably a good thing. I won't watch this weekend because I'll be watching Illinois Rutgers.
Happy birthday to Derek.
No kidding. Bears coming off. I heard it was really impressive against the Texans. Against the Vikings, this game has playoff implications. As some might say, that's gross.
Yeah.
Vikings by 3 at home.
How funny would it be, Derek? How 2020 COVID pandemic typical would it be that on your birthday, not only is Ryan Pace safe, but Matt Nagy is safe. And hold on!
We're going to franchise tag.
Mitch Trubisky is back, and it all funnels back to Saturday or Sunday. What date was that? December
13th.
Derek Piper's birthday.
Turned 30. You never forget it.
And the Bears decide they're going to keep everybody.
Gross.
On your 30th birthday. And then when you're 60, you'll look back and be like, let me tell you about the worst birthday I ever had, kids. Your grandkids, you'll be talking to them. You're not going to like me here. I need the Bears to beat the Vikings because the Vikings are right on the Cardinals' heels. I think they will.
Okay.
I think the Bears are feeling good. I feel like they'll at least keep it within that three. Give me Bears.
I need them all in or all out.
Okay.
Because if they win this game, then they're still in the hunt already.
Do you get excited if they win this game? What is their record?
I will, only to have my heart broken by Green Bay.
I know.
In week 17.
You're right. What is the Bears' record right now?
They're 6-7.
And the Vikings are?
6-7.
Oh, okay. So really, either team. But knowing that the Bears have to play Green Bay.
Yep. They've got this one. They've got the Jags and the Packers.
What do the Vikings have?
The Vikings. Bears at Saints at Lions.
Oh, okay. So... both teams have a loss left.
Yep.
This is a big game.
It is. And you just mentioned it. This, in my head, compares to Illinois at Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
We're like, there's a lot of things wrong. There needs to be change. And then that game's like, okay, it's going to mess it all up.
And that's the game I didn't watch.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Isn't that funny?
Yep.
I did not watch that game at all because I was driving to Florida. So... the game that's going to, well, although for me, it doesn't matter anymore because it didn't salvage Lovey.
This needs to be, unless the Bears are going to get hot and be for real here, this needs to be the Illinois-Iowa game.
Now, okay.
Works a little bit differently because the Bears kind of own Kirk Cousins, but long story short, Vikings. Vikings -3.
Trubisky's on fire! All right, Seattle at Washington. Seattle, 5.5-point favorites at Washington. I don't think Antonio Gibson's playing again for the Washington football team. The WTF that all of us in the acronym world look at WTF and we know what it means. It means Washington football team. No, it's WFT. That's my fault. I'll go Seattle. This is kind of stinky sniffy to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think Washington kind of keeps this close. I mean, aren't they winning the East?
They've won 4 in a row.
I think they're leading the East. I believe not winning it. They're leading the East. I just think Seattle's too good, and the AFC or the NFC West has just beaten up on the NFC East all year, and it's going to continue. Give me the Seahawks, but I'll take Washington to cover.
Okay.
Did I just confuse everybody there?
I think it's a little bit
tight game, but I think Seattle to win. I'll take Washington to cover the 5.5.
I thought this was going to be the first one we were different, but I am completely on the same page. Washington one game up on the Giants. We just saw the Giants 2 weeks ago go into Seattle and beat the Seahawks with a very good defensive effort. Yep.
That was the one outlier in that West versus East.
Right. I don't think Washington wins, but their defense will keep it close.
Okay.
Washington's won four in a row, and I think they hang around, make it really tough.
Got it.
Washington to cover the 5.5.
Okay.
Jets.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Ugh.
Jets pizza sounds good right now.
Yeah,
it does. We're having it tomorrow, aren't we?
That is the word.
That is the word for our Christmas lunch here at SJ Broadcasting. I'm all in on that.
Definitely. Jets at the Rams. Rams 9-4 having a great year. They're 17.5 point favorites at
home.
Wow. It's a lot of points.
It is. The Jets are bad.
They're awful. They just lost 40-3 to Seattle. Rams. I have to.
The Jets basically beat the Raiders. Give up a last-second touchdown was somehow inexcusably the receiver. Was it Ruggs? I don't even know. Gets behind the Jets defense. And then the next week, to show you what that did to them emotionally, they lose 40-3. The Rams win this game, but the Jets cover.
Okay.
I think the Rams will just get up big early and just be like, all right, let's don't get anybody hurt. And they'll let the Jets kind of hang within. Sam Darnold, kind of a late touchdown pass. Jets cover, 17.5. It's too big. All right, Eagles at Cardinals. Andrew Tay does not feel good about this game, is what he told me. He said, I do not feel good about the Eagles and Cardinals, and it's because of Jalen Hurts, who had a pretty good effort last week. I think he threw for like 187, couple touchdowns, ran for 100. So here we go. It's bad enough that Arizona has to deal with Russell Wilson twice a year. But here we go with another running quarterback coming in. They did not do well against Tua. Tua had his day. I think Jalen Hurts has a pretty good day against the Cardinals, but the Cardinals, who need a win. I think they're 7-6. Cardinals need a win. They don't cover, but they get it done against the Eagles, so I'm taking Eagles plus 6.
This is dangerous. How much our minds are thinking alike right now.
Oh, no!
Carson Wentz replacements turn into Superman.
Yes, they do. At least,
and they win games. Now, Nick Foles, you put him in the playoffs, he was Superman. That really revitalized the Eagles. They had a really good defensive effort against Taysom Hill and the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles go on the road, play a good game, but they come just short. So they lose but cover the 6.
Jalen Hurts only wishes he was Nick Foles.
Right. No. I wish we had Jalen Hurts instead of Nick Foles. The game of the week, Chiefs -3
Chiefs
on the road against the Saints. I'm imagining Drew Brees is working his way toward. He is. He's working his way towards coming back, and I think it sounds like he's going to play, right?
Is he? I thought I read today that Sean Payton said he was still pretty far out.
Might be outdated on my news.
Maybe I was outdated. I think
ways to go. You're right.
Yeah, ways to go.
Dang. Scooped me.
Sean Payton, the next Illinois football coach, after he gets a couple more games in with the Saints.
Taysom Hill's playing in this.
He hasn't been bad.
No.
Not at all.
Nope. And the Chiefs' defense is not great. It's one of those big games, one of those show-me games for the
just
Chiefs.
Said it.
And that's
you just
they
said
always,
it.
That's when they always show up. I'll go Chiefs.
In the show-me state, actually, this game's being played in Cajun land.
NOLA.
Go Tigers. Is that really Ed Ogeron's girlfriend?
Who?
You had left already. We brought up Brett Bielema, what the heck. And then we brought up Ed Ogeron, and it showed a picture of his girlfriend. And we're like, no. Go Tigers. Tell me if you see her.
Uh-huh.
I was like, no way! Stud.
Don't hate it.
No. Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs to win this game. No Drew Brees, although I don't know that, man, Drew Brees was not looking good. You're right, though. Show me game. I think Kansas City, they're going to start dialing it back up now. That's how good they are. I need Patrick Mahomes to be pedestrian. Tyreek Hill last week was pedestrian, and I needed that to win. I need Patrick Mahomes to be, like, his pedestrian still, like, 300 with three touchdowns. That's the scary part. Give me the Chiefs and the 3 points. I'm taking that all day. All right, Browns at Giants. Can I confess something? I think two of my favorite games that I've watched this year have been Cleveland Browns games. This last one was incredible last week against Baltimore. And then early in the season, I watched them against Cincinnati. And it was just a fun game. It was fun. It was like kind of my first look at Joe Burrow.
That Thursday night game, you're right.
Yeah, it was a Thursday night game that was really fun. So I think, dare I say, I'm kind of becoming a little bit of a Browns, not fan, but I like that. I want this for Cleveland fans. I mean, you have to have sympathy for Browns fans. They're 10-3. Is that right?
9-4.
9-4. I'm sorry. At the Giants, this is a huge game for the Giants. The Browns are 4.5-point favorites. I'm taking the Browns. I'm taking Baker and crew to get this done. Baker, man, sometimes, like, I don't know that I've ever seen a quarterback overthrow guys by further distances than Baker Mayfield overthrows guys.
Got some Rex Grossman to him.
He will literally overthrow a guy by 25 yards. And I'm like, what? He's just got an absolute cannon. It looks like he's barely even throwing it, and the thing goes 65 yards. And you're like, what?
Yep.
Give me the Browns, Derek.
Your Cardinals snapped the Giants' 4-game winning streak, and they've played
some... Dang right we did.
They've played some darn good defense up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't... I can't take, as they call them, Danny Dimes for some reason. I haven't seen many dimes.
Colt McCoy.
I'll go Baker and the Browns on the road.
Derek, that is dangerous how alike we were on these games. Maybe that is what we needed. Maybe we should go one more week all in. Because basically what we had started to do is we give our predictions and we go the opposite. And we try to fool you, the listener, although we've told you, full transparency, go the opposite. I've told you that all year with my picks. Maybe this is the week that we sit there and say, you know what? We were really...
It's never too late, right?
Liking it. Maybe we do that. All right. Thanks to Alan True. Good stuff from him. Midwest recruiting analyst 24/7. Good stuff. If you had a chance, we talked to him earlier this week. Tomorrow's Friday. Hans D's in, man. Always
look forward
fun
to
see
it,
Hans.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk Illinois Rutgers all about it tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. And go Derek Carr. It's a drive.
Invest in yourself and your team in 2021. Leadership 2.0, presented by the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce and Jarris Duncan of MAPS Coaching, as you get to know your team's personalities to take your business to the next level. Improve communication and collaboration. Leadership 2.0 will be held over Zoom every other Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. starting January 13th and running through the end of March. Sign-up deadline is January 8th at 5. For details, visit champaigncounty.org.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Winter. I don't like it. All the jeans and hoodies, they double my laundry size. They double my workload. I'm not having it.
You need a large capacity Electrolux front load washer from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
I had a front loader before. Crying out loud. Vibrated the whole house.
Electrolux is top rated for least vibration or your money back.
Don't I have to buy those super duper expensive pedestal bases?
Pedestals are buy one, get one free for a limited time.
That's a
$320 value.
It's a crazy good deal. Pick your color, white or sparkling titanium. Electrolux accepts pods. Fast 15-minute wash cycle and a water heater that annihilates harmful bacteria. And our free 10-year protection plan.
Great. Will it fold my laundry?
It sure does not.
No problem. That's what my kits are for.
Wow.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more. And all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
Ho, ho, ho! Yeah.